This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Journalist and storyteller Sophia Ballin brings Black history to light, documentary style.
Claudette Colvin was a young 15-year-old girl in Montgomery, Alabama, during the height of the Civil Rights Movement. And at the age of 15, she was actually the first person to refuse to give up her seat on the bus during segregation time. Oftentimes, her story is overshadowed by the story of Rosa Parks, but Claudette was also an activist who saw something that happened in her community, and she no longer wanted to be a victim of it.
That's a clip from Black History Untold, Revolution. Ballin is the producer and director of this cache of stories told by Black writers, educators, activists, and artists about lesser-known Black social movements and some of the people behind them. This is an extension of Ballin's work when she used to write for the Philadelphia Inquirer about Black history and Black experiences. We spoke ahead of a showing of the film tonight and ahead of her newest film, Love, which is being screened this weekend. I asked her to share with us a quote she uses to describe her motivation.
I've learned that there are stories untold and that not every legend is etched into bronze. My goal is to tell their stories.
I love that quote. And can you remember when you wrote that, what was going on for you?
Yeah, I had just released Black History Untold at the Philadelphia Inquirer. And, you know, before it came out and launched, they wanted me to kind of put together an op-ed kind of talking about the purpose. The goal of this work is to remove the veil in front of so much of our history that has been untold, and also dive into the impact of that story not being told.
Just a bit ago, we heard the voice of Jamira Burley. She's an activist. She's in the documentary, and she starts to describe the story of Claudette Colvin. Tell us more about Claudette Colvin.
You know, the story of Claudette Colvin, I think, is so important, again, to, as Jamira had mentioned, because she wasn't seen as a perfect activist, so her story wasn't elevated because she was not only 15, she was 15 and she was pregnant, right? And she refused to give up her seat before Rosa Parks did. But again, because she wasn't a perfect activist, she wasn't used as kind of the face of the boycott, a face of the movement. That's something that you'll see repeating itself throughout the Revolution documentary. This idea of, you know, yes, we're celebrating these legends and these heroes, but they're also not perfect. And that actually makes them more revolutionary. Showing their evolution, showing their growth, being able to see pieces of yourself in them. That's what makes you feel like you could be part of revolution as well.
And the idea of untold, I mean, who suppresses these stories?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And as someone who has worked in a quote-unquote traditional newsroom for 3 years, it's something I've faced often. Black America and white America, it's such a tumultuous relationship that once we begin to talk about our history and once Black people begin to take ownership of telling that history, it seems like an attack to a lot of white people as a means to assuage white guilt. The white savior is put in place. That's why there's a dilution of the history of who Martin Luther King was. Because again, remember, Martin Luther King was someone who was deemed radical. History begins to change so that white people can feel better about their position in the world, even if their position has come at the cost of the death and the genocide of so many. It's hard for when you pitch these stories for them to pass because they have to face a really ugly and hard truth about their country, about themselves sometimes, and about their position in this world and how they got there. So that's why these stories end up becoming suppressed or diluted.
And you look at how stories are told, who is telling the stories. You know, a few months after Revolution came out, we had the uprising nationally. Philadelphia was a big center for so many protests. Will this be one of these white savior stories? Because there were so many white students who participated. Who tells that story?
That is truly up to us. And when I say us, I mean us as a country. That's truly up to us. I already see that Black people, Black activists, Black storytellers are doing their work to make sure that we remember that this, what we've seen, the uprising we've seen, is as a result of the foundation that has been laid by Black people for years, for decades, for centuries in this country. But I would hope that in the future that we're at a point where Black people no longer have to ask for permission to tell their own stories, where that's no longer seen as radical, where they can truly tell the full story. And if that's possible, then we will get the truth of, you know, what has transpired in June.
Sophia Ballin, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.